Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh my God, it's Friday.
Yay.
Woo! Yes to that and yes to Friday.
And the cradle will rock.
Gives me chills. Us sitting here.
Van Halen? Yeah. I know, so good.
I never saw them.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't see them back in the day, but when they toured again with David Lee Roth in maybe like the early 2000s, maybe the later, like 2007 maybe, I went and saw him. He was so freaking goofy, though. Like, you know, he has his short hair and he's wearing a suit and he keeps going like,
jazz hands. I'm totally. Dave.
It's me, Diamond Dave. And Eddie just looks like he was asleep. Eddie's just kind of standing there like,
someone's holding him up.
Basically. I think their kid was on bass.
Oh, you saw that?
Yeah. It was not that long. It's like 10 years ago, maybe.
When I saw them, it was Van Hagar, but.
Yeah, I saw Van Hagar.
Michael Anthony, right? The bass player?
Yeah.
That guy had a whole segment of the show to himself, and then
big, huge
of course
bass
Eddie.
Solo.
Yeah, and then Eddie. I mean, they were killer.
Yeah,
that's good. What I saw. I don't remember.
Apparently, during
the Gollum like Eddie Van Halen from the Matt Nathanson stories.
Super Gollum like. Those were the days they say during the Van Hagar stuff where they had like a plush boudoir room underneath the stage or something. Like they would,
they'd be like,
do as long of a solo as you want to, just go. Because we had some chicks to attend to.
Oh. Terrible and awesome at the same time.
Yeah.
Well, they weren't forcing women to go under there
no,
with them.
Not.
There
oh,
were
no, no,
groupies
we're
who
saying.
Wanted to have their
they
chance.
Yeah.
There's.
I would like gonorrhea.
There's multiple stories of bands. I don't even want to repeat one of the ones I read recently.
The kitty litter one or the
No.
Spaghetti
it's just one
incident.
Of those where it's so planned and blatant.
How gross that, they're going to be with these
well,
people?
Well, it's just that, you know, that they go and they find the girls who want to be with this lead singer of this band. And then he walks in and checks them out and says, these two. And they leave with him. Mm-hmm. And it's, everyone knows what's happening. There isn't the slightest bit of, it's not innuendo
no
or
confusion.
Wink. Or it's,
yeah.
This is right. What this guy's
he's not
going
to have to talk them into anything.
There's no convert, there's, it's just.
Oh, I guess I'm boning you?
It's a new town and here's what he's here to do. And if you're down, then get in line and see
and
if he
you're
wants
down, then get down.
See if he wants to choose you.
Oh, lucky you, get in the lineup.
It's so not like I think about that and just go. It seems wrong, but I guess it's so blatant that
as long as everybody's agreeable,
yeah.
No one's getting forced.
Yeah, adult
consenting adults,
which you know some of them aren't. But
oh, you
I
have
don't
to hope.
Know
I don't know. Anything. I don't want to know anything about that.
I don't want to know.
Gnarly. If I was a rock star, I'd be totally gnarly.
Oh, yeah.
Well, younger. Younger me.
Oh, yeah. We'd go crazy.
You'd be gnarly?
Usually, we should get a girl band together and just be gnarly.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean when you say
I can't, it's
you
not
torture,
for, like,
torture dudes?
It's not even like I could think of some gross stuff girls could do.
Yeah. To dudes, make them do. Like, you got to earn it.
Wait a minute. So you're saying
you have to take out the trash and clean up after the catering.
Yeah, that's what I mean, Sarah. Yes.
I know, gnarly.
So you're saying you'd just be mean.
Yeah. No, mean? No.
They'd want it, Vinny.
Oh, they would?
They'd be like, yeah, I'll do whatever you need.
Yep.
Okay, sweep up in here.
All right.
Put this apron on.
Clean my makeup off.
Yes. I'd be like, oh, I gotta go.
I know, that's what you look like? Oh, God.
Oh, boy. No, thanks. Anyway, it's Friday.
The good old days.
Hey, did you see your friend yesterday?
I did.
Yeah, tell me. How's James?
James is great.
Was he a hit with the kid who was so excited for him to get there?
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, he didn't come with gifts.
Oh, he really messed up.
No, it was good. We had a really good, so I met up with him and the surf was pumping.
Oh,
so
fantastic.
The ocean was big and great. Unfortunately, though, the wind kicked up and after, I want to say after like an hour, my eyes were just burning.
From the wind and the ocean and the contacts
the salt
and
the contacts are in. Yeah,
you ever yank those out in the water?
No. I don't. I need them.
No.
Yeah,
but sometimes one's bothering me. I'm like, I gotta get this thing out of my eye right now.
I get them in, put them in position, make sure I'm good. I squirt juice in them to make sure they're properly lubed.
Right.
But that probably was part of the problem. He didn't have contacts in, though, and he had the same. We were eating dinner, like just bright red. I swear I just wanted to take them out and soak them.
Let's just set these in some ice water over here. Let's cool these suckers down.
They were just
I can feel my food.
Oh, I wonder what that was all about.
What?
The burning eyes.
Oh, just the wind. Mm-hmm. It was really windy. Mm. And you know, that affects. So anyway, we had a wonderful catch up. And nice dinner
at your house.
Yeah,
or?
We went to my house and had an we made steaks and salad and
on the grill.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
And then
how's that gorgeous backyard of yours?
Great.
Good.
Absolutely great. Last night the stuffed animals my daughter brought into the bathtub while no one was looking were scattered out in the backyard drying. Because Winnie the Pooh took in
4 gallons of water.
Most of the tub water.
Yeah, they are absorbent.
Poo like all of a sudden explodes.
So I'm like, what?
Well,
the,
she knows
why?
Now.
Oh, sorry.
Who's that?
Oh, my goodness.
It was. I just hit something on Instagram and it started. I wasn't even looking at it. Anyway, yeah. So that's the backyard was decorated with wet stuffed animals.
Oh, fun.
Puppy dog pals, Ariel. And Winnie the Pooh.
Once they get mostly dry, throw them in the dryer on hot because...
I think they're ruined.
Yeah, they... Well, they might not be ruined, but they'll mildew if there's any water in there. So you need
that's
to make
why
sure they...
they're outside because when I got home yesterday morning, they were still in the tub.
No one took them out, huh?
Well, she's dealing with the baby and the daughter... Who wants her walking those the stairs, dripping gallons of water?
Put them in a bucket or put them in a trash bag.
That's a lesson for her. Yeah, throw them away.
They're ruined, yeah.
Oh, too bad you lost your little animals.
Well,
you messed them up.
You might be able to save a few of them. Let them dry most of the way and then just do them in a hot, hot dryer.
Mm. Apparently.
Mildew spores. Yeah.
She was riding Winnie the Pooh like it was a boat.
Oh, fun.
Because it was so big.
Sure. It's like it's a bath on it.
Oh my God. No idea that was purchased with money for her.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's great. Anyway, so we had a nice dinner. We hung out for a while. We caught up. It was great. And then, he lives in an RV now.
Oh.
Right now.
Wait.
He
right
lives.
Now. But he has a house
right now.
And a family somewhere.
No.
No.
Oh, boy. What?
On the road again?
He's that guy. I mean, if we've talked
Did
about.
They break up?
They are in the process.
That sucks. So, but the RV living, that's pretty freeing.
It's super freeing, and he's happy. He's not bummed. He's that guy. He's grown up on tour. This is my friend who was in the band The Flies and was touring. You know what's funny is he said last night. He goes, "Dude, I was touring when I was a local band, and I thought of you because you were touring the."
Yeah, we used to play away every probably 4 days a week we were on the road.
Touring New England, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was touring locally as a local band. He's like, I've been on the road my whole life,
dude. You basically have to drive to whatever gig. Mm.
So
even if you wind up sleeping in your bed that night, you're still gone all day.
Well, most of us have this sort of rigid idea of what living is.
Mm-hmm.
I got to get a home.
Mm-hmm. A home base, anyway.
I gotta have these certain creature comfort. He doesn't have that, so he's not tripping on it.
So is he, when he goes to get his kids, is he just gonna like pull up in front of the house in the RV and they'll walk out and hang out with dad? And
he has one kid, but she stays, like that's what he needed to get, and He's got it. And
the RVs, it just actually sounds really freeing.
He likes it. He's lived in it for over a year now. So I was all...
More insurance.
What?
Have you ever lived in an RV park?
No.
Have you?
Should I try that first?
You have?
Mm-hmm.
When did this happen?
Well, it was sort of part-time.
Oh, you had a boyfriend that lived there?
Mm-hmm.
So you would just go live in what? Is it just old people and...
Is this a jailbird guy?
Mm-hmm.
He lived in an RV.
And like a mobile home? Like a stationary mobile home? Or
both. An RV park in South San Francisco.
Mm.
And then he graduated to a mobile home in Rancho Cordova in Sacramento. And it's no way to live, man.
Oh.
I mean, if that's what you need to do and you enjoy it, that's
right.
Great.
People retire like that.
I was not enjoying it.
No.
I was not happy. I was like, I need to, let's get an apartment.
Let's do something.
And he's like, why pay rent when we have this? I'm like.
Because we have this. Because we need to have a step up.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, but if you could do it, that's cool.
So I've compared him to Michael Franti in that they are two guys who've grown up living on the road, mm-hmm. but Michael Franti's obviously had incredible success mm-hmm. and still yeah. continues to sell out shows all right. around the country, if not world.
Well,
I don't know.
It's nice that he gets to stay in music. I mean, he's producing records, you said, right?
Because he's headed down south to produce a record.
Does he mm-hmm. jump on and play some bass on some of these or
probably.
Do some session work?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, he loves music, so there's no doubt that he's getting to go make money doing his art.
That's good.
So did he leave your house and then just go to his
No,
RV?
RV was parked in my front yard when I drove out this morning.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so he slept
at your house?
Oh, yeah.
In a bed?
He'll be gone, probably.
No, he slept in his RV.
Oh, in his RV.
That's his house.
Slept in his house. Yeah, okay. Brings his house with him everywhere he goes. I think that sounds great.
I was listen to you snort. You don't even snort.
What if I could just not live in an RV park, Yuzi, and just, you know, just like park somewhere different
from
all the time?
From beach to beach or
yeah,
whatever.
Just go wherever.
Sure.
That wouldn't that be a little bit?
Like I said, it's a different sensibilities.
My nomad.
I couldn't do it, but he's
I couldn't do it either.
He's good. That's and so he was like,
I like to have a routine.
I need the Wi-Fi password. I'm like, no problem, Holmes.
Cute.
So he, you know.
I wonder if you could get your own Wi-Fi if you were in an RV, if you had like, you know, just get like satellite. Isn't there satellite Wi-Fi that you can get?
Probably some roving network.
He's got it rigged, but like he's done this. He knows how to do it, but he definitely, our internet was better than whatever he had working. And I was happy to share it with him. So, but he has a shower in there and a bathroom. Yeah. And
did you go look? You went inside?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
He's got to visit the dump, the gray and black water dump off points here and there.
To empty that?
Yeah.
That's got to suck, right?
We didn't talk about it. Oh, you know about that too. Mm-hmm. How long did he live there?
A year?
We've never heard this side of that story.
Yeah, because it's embarrassing.
So like a truck would come by and Roto-Root him out or, you know, suck the...
No, he would have to empty it out.
Yeah, but what about when it was... When you have a mobile home, like those are pretty much stationary.
Oh, the mobile home. Okay, I was
thinking of that. Does someone come by and empty that?
The mobile home... I don't remember that. No, I think they had some kind of tank system there.
Oh.
I can't remember that part.
Like you'd hook up to sewage.
Something,
to a sewer.
Yeah.
So this is the guy, and there's a movie about it, too. My friend James was in the band The Flies, and in the band with him was a guy named, I can't think of the dude's first name, but the singer's last name was Paskowitz. And there's a movie out, and it's about the Paskowitz family. And the Paskowitz family is famous in the surfing world and beyond because the father, and I can't think of the dude's name.
Mr. Paskowitz
was a Stanford...
Is it Surfwise?
Surfwise, is it.
Is sports/documentary, 2007.
It is. So he's a Stanford graduated medical school doctor, was making bank... And decided to take him and his, I think, seven kids.
Holy crap.
It says, forsaking a traditional home life, Dorian, Doc Paskowitz, and his wife raised their large brood in a 24-foot camper and spend their time surfing.
24 feet? That's a tiny camper.
With a bunch
with
of kids.
With 10 people in a 24-foot camper. Mm-hmm.
So he unplugged, and for them, it worked. Or I don't know. I've never watched the movie, but it seems like the kids are okay.
Didn't you say the singer in that band screwed over everybody else in the band?
There was a problem when it came to the end of the band and the accounting and where the money went. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
I don't know all the details. And my friend James, you know, would turn bright red when he realized that
he didn't get any of that money.
Some people got more money than everyone else.
Right. One guy in particular.
I guess they've you know, since mended fences. So as you just said that, I got a lightning shock in my spine. Like, oh, I don't know if that's... I hope they're okay. And I don't know if they're not, or I don't know how all that went. And I didn't want to bring it up because it's definitely...
How funny, though, that what all these weird tie-ins to RVs and mobile homes.
Well, that's... So he is very familiar with the RV life and loves it.
I want to go on an RV trip.
I know that you do, and I know that people love it, and so there's no doubt that, you know, as you say, I'll say it. I could never do that. I could never be an RV living guy. I've lived alone. I've done my own thing, but I got to have a home base, and it can be tiny. I don't mind it being small, but I got to have... I can't be like, where am I driving today, and I hope the tires are okay. Mm.
530 says, I live in an RV in Palm Springs. It was my only place to go after escaping a bad marriage 2 years ago. I love my easy life.
Oh.
Good for you. That's awesome.
Yeah. I told you. Seems like it's just a simple, like, it's like just having a, you know, okay, you got to maintain the car, check the tires and stuff, make sure there's gas in it. But it seems like it would be freaking so freeing and awesome.
408 says, also, there's a difference between having to live in an RV and choosing to live a mobile life.
Yes, that's true.
In an RV.
A mobile life.
Yes.
I guess. I mean, I think some of the problems we have here in San Francisco is there are people who have had to live in an RV and are trying to find places to park those things.
Exactly.
So they can...
RV areas where they're lined up.
Right. And those people are working and trying to make a living. And so there's that.
And people with good jobs.
Right.
You know, at the tech companies you were talking about yesterday.
Yeah.
Those places.
And then there's the people who are just derelicts and want to do drugs and aren't leaving town because they need access to drugs.
Yeah.
And they're parking wherever, shuttering the, you know, the windows.
And there's one tire gone and that part's on blocks.
It's just a drug den.
Right. Yeah.
And that's something entirely else.
So what are you guys doing this weekend?
Oh, right.
You know, I don't have any plans. I got to do some stuff around the house. A bunch of stuff around the house I want to get done. I got to clean out that closet, get rid of some clothes.
Oh.
Make room for some other
make
stuff.
Make room for some new clothes.
Exactly. Just stuff that I'm like, really nice clothes.
I'm doing waitress this weekend, and
we're going to try
and, I'm going to do it tomorrow.
You're going to go to dinner first?
We'll probably go after, We don't really have a solid plan yet for that. We'll figure it out tonight. Me and my brother and sister-in-law, and my husband, obviously. But they love musicals and plays as much as I do, so.
So I found out, and I don't have their names right in front of me. I'll print it out for you, but, so the star of the show.
Yes.
What's her name? Do you know the
Dwyer?
Principal
is that her last name?
Whatever the principal character's name is going to come in, her husband, who plays, I guess, her ex-husband on the show.
Oh.
And they're married in real life. They'll be in on Tuesday.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
All right.
See if they'll work up like a little duet or something. I'm sure I'll love it. I'm sure I will. The reviews are so good.
Yeah.
You want them to sing?
Why not? You don't want them to sing?
No, they can sing.
Show tunesy stuff.
No.
If they want to. Yeah. And then I'm going to decorate for Halloween.
Oh.
Yeah. I got to get up in the attic and bring all the skulls and, you know, skeletons down.
Yeah. That'll be fun.
Spider webs.
Good old Halloween. Yeah. I got to go to the pumpkin patch today.
Oh. Oh, that's. And then I'm going
to
take
Halloween Bay.
Bring my actual pumpkins that I grew this year and put them on my front porch.
Oh, yeah.
Super excited. They're kind of flat. I'm a little.
Flat. What do you mean?
They're
wide and
wide
flat.
And flat.
Mm.
You know, they're like they're only like 8 inches tall.
I mean, stand up?
Yeah, they stand, but they're not good for like carving.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just stack them
decoration.
Up.
I think that'll be,
well, don't you want a flat face on a pumpkin to get a good carve in? I mean
that they're more like a donut, like they're flat this way.
Oh.
They're like a tire laying on their side.
You cut the top off of some and then put some flowers in there,
or a candle or something.
Yeah,
I'll do. I mean, you know, who cares? I grew them.
What
cost me?
Well,
19
Vinny, you
cents
probably
for the
don't
seeds.
Know, but what is Isla going to be? Do you know?
I've heard many different things.
Some princess.
She's on
thing.
The. That's
She'll
all.
She'll make that decision about an hour before she goes out for Halloween.
Yeah, that's right. All fluid, and there's a lot of names. Many of them I'm familiar with. Others, I'm like, I'm not going to ask who. If I ask who, then
it'll start a conversation.
There's a story
you don't
and,
have,
a, yeah. and a show that we need to find.
Gotta listen, so she, like, and she pretend I'm me. Interested.
No, I'm interested, but there's a lot of movement there, and it's sometimes it's just best to go. Okay.
Oh, it sounds great. Mm-hmm. Good job. I hope you love it.
Yeah.
And you are going to be.
I'm not telling you guys yet.
It's because he doesn't
you don't
know.
Even know.
No, I do know, and I happen to have my costume already.
Oh, you my God. Do? Mine hasn't come yet. Oh, I'm so
I don't burn
know.
On
Sarah,
all
what are you
going
to do? What if it doesn't come?
Well, my PayPal just got dinged, so I know that they processed it now, which, you know, after all this time. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping it'll be there. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to be peanut butter and jelly.
Do the Waldo again if you can.
I don't have all that crap.
Oh. What do you mean you don't have it?
I don't know where that shirt is. I don't know where
please.
The glasses are.
I'm sure John filed it away and there's some
And we probably have
catalog.
Glasses down it's, underneath the
Yeah, you're
desk.
Fine.
That was cute, I like the Waldo.
I was Wanda. Was I Wanda? Wendy.
Your life manager handled it. Don't worry
I
about
hope
it.
So. I'll find out. I don't know. Red and white striped shirt went away. Mm-hmm. All right. KLSE, KLSE, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Friday. Gonna have a good time today. Back with the trash right after this.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.